I've been here many times. I have not yet gotten a chance to talk in this extension of the Chadar Ochel. And I want to first start. Chazal say Patchu b'chvod achsanya, and I want to first thank both Ziva and Daniel, both Rav Glanz and Mrs. Glanz, for Mamish becoming a turning their house into an extension of the Chadar Ochel, of the Beis Medrash, of the Beis Knesses, of the Torah and the Chesed that they do to Yeshiva and Shkoyach. Thank you very much. The amazing part of it was in the last few years, those of you that have been alumni already for a few years and have the VETEC, we've been going out to a fancy restaurant. I think it's already 3 years we've been doing that. And the decision was that, you know, coming to the Glances would be a better opportunity for the alumni, and that's unbelievable that you're competing with some of the best restaurants in Yerushalayim, both in terms of the food service and also obviously the Hamishkeit. The most obvious Torah that comes to my mind right now is Torah that we all heard many times. The Netziv's Hakdama to Sefer Shmos, and it pashut stands there and says, this is the most pashut Torah to talk about right now. And I want to start off with that and maybe point out a few things of Shmot that relate to us as a yeshiva, that relate to us as a yeshiva that has talmidim that are in different stages in life, and that relates to us as a mishpacha that tries to take the message that you got from your Rabbeim, from your Beis Medrash, from the Torah that we tried to give you, onto next stages of your life. So the Tziv asks a very famous question. The Bahag, when he comes to name off the Svarim, he gives Bereishis a name called Sefer Hayitzira. Shmos he calls Sefer Sheni. Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. Bamidbar is Chumash Pikudim, and Dvarim is Mishneh Torah. And he asks the Netziv a very simple question. Either give all the Sfarim numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just in case you didn't figure that out, or give all the Sfarim names. It's not so difficult to find a name for Sefer Shmos. The Ramban calls it Sefer HaGolos VaGeula. Call it Sefer Matan Torah. Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's so much action in Sefer Shmos. So many fundamentals of our Emunah. Why is it so complex to find the name? And then the Netziv says an insight, which is a message for life. What the Netziv says is that Bereishit and Shmot are two volumes of the same Sefer. Bereishis is Sefer HaYetzira, the physical Yetzira of the world, the physical creation of the world, the Avos that found HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connected us, Am Yisrael, to the Shechina, But then we have the spiritual creation of the world. The spiritual creation of the world is Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos is only Sefer Sheni to Bereishis. It's only a second volume to the same book. Sefer Sheni to Bereishis, because we have to realize that the essence of the Bria of Bereishis was to, for one goal, in Lo Briti Yomam Ba'ayla, Chukot Shamayim Ba'aretz Lo Samti, the Gemara Avot Nazar Daf Dalet says, Hitlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maise Bereishis, in Mekablim Yisrael Zatorah Mutav, V'imlav Kan, Opotiek Furoschem. Meaning if Am Yisrael accepts the Torah and Sefer Shmos, then there was a purpose of Binyan HaOlam, of Briyas HaOlam. If Am Yisrael does not accept the Torah, there was no point. There was no value. It is all worthless. It is all meaningless. So Sefer Shmos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbal Satorah, Binyan HaMishkan, that's all for one goal. And that is to explain to us that the Yetzirah of Sefer Rishon was in order to get to the punchline of Sefer Sheni. Sefer HaYetzirah and Sefer Sheni of the Yetzirah. This is true for Torah, but it's true for each and every individual in terms of his Avodas Hashem. A person is born and it's away from his Bechira Chavshis. It has nothing to do with him. How he's born, where he's born, when he's born. The Yetzirah of an individual is all out of his control. And Chazal pointed out the success of an individual. Ani, Ashir, Chacham, Otipesh. All the categories that we use to define success. He's brilliant. He's successful. He's wealthy. All out of our control. That's all part of Bereishis. It's important. There's no way to get to Shmos without Bereishis. But it's all Bereishis. There's only one thing that's in Shmos. Tzaddik or Rasha. And Tzaddik or Rasha depends on our understanding that our Yetzirah was Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalah Satorah, and finally, Binyan HaMishkan. And I want to take two aspects that we talk about in Shmos and relate to us. First of all, let's go to Kriyas Yamsuf, because I think that relates to all of us at this stage in life. The Gemara of the Yerushalmi says, Arba Katos HaAyam. There's four groups that are standing right before Kriyas Yamsuf. Achat Omeres Nashuva Mitzrayimah. One political group says, it's over, let's go back to Egypt. Okay, we tried, it didn't work, let's go back. Achat Omeret Nilachim Bohem. Let's fight the Egyptians. Yeah, we left Mitzrayim, but we didn't win the war yet. Let's get idealistic, let's fight them, we'll win the war. Achat Sovachas Kekruchia. The third group is standing there and trying, Chai V'Kaya, what are we going to do? They're kvetching. Achat Omeret Nikfotz Layam. Let's jump. We can't go back to Egypt. We can't face that psychologically. We can't fight them. Who are we fooling? Screaming is meaningless, so let's commit suicide. It's over. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu is mispal. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Matitza kelai. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yisol. Don't cry. It's not time for Tehillim right now. It's not time for Tefillah. Pack up your Tehillim and start moving. El Chodesh Shaila's Pashim, I don't understand. It's only a couple of days since it's Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's the seventh day. These are the same people that saw all the Nisim, the Eser Makos, the Goy Miker of Goy. These are the people that just in a couple of minutes are about to sing Shira Sayam. Masharosh Shirasa Shivcha Layam, Lorai Cheskel Ben Buzi Ben Avuav. What's going on? And what I want to suggest is, in a person's Avodas Hashem, both as an Am and as a Prat, we go through two stages. We start at a point where we don't understand the value. We make kabbal on ourselves, Torah and mitzvos, and we decide to set goals. And we start to move. We start the plow, and it's going well. Another daf, and another daf, and another perek, and another perek, and another minyan, another tefillah b'tzibur, and another hakpada, and another taiva, and I control the taiva. Wow! I'm really moving. It's exciting. And then there's an afila. And then there's an afila. And Chevra, listen carefully, and I know we understand this. The second afila is so much more painful than the first one. Because the first one, okay, I was there, everybody was there, I moved, I decided that I was different. And now look at it, I'm at the same spot. In my mind, that's what Kriyas Yamsuf represents. Kriyas Yamsuf represents that situation exactly. Situation of saying, I was Yotzim in Mitzrayim, I had a few great days, I was really working and really going, and boom, it's over, look where I am, Mitzrayim is behind me, Yamsuf is ahead of me, what do? Go back to Mitzrayim. It's not for me. Start screaming, crying, fetching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one message. And one message only. The only way to get over it is to say, okay, I'm doing it again. I'm starting all over. I'm moving ahead. I'm rolling up my sleeves. That the maskana that it's not for me is foolish. Of course it's for me. Because I understand that Sefer Sheni, I understand that the whole Yetzirah was just for me to get to this point of Kriyas Yamsuf. And finally, when I get to the other side, if I succeed in dealing with this Mashber, I'm going to be able to see Az Yashir Moshe of Yisrael to really generate a true and beautiful Shira. This is us. This is us as Rabbeim and Yeshiva. This is us as Talmidim and Shana Bet. This is us as people out in college. This is us as people out in professions. Constantly. We set goals, we set missions, and suddenly we're not there. And we have two options when we're not there. One option is, so maybe I shouldn't do it anymore. Maybe it was above and beyond my capability. Maybe it was above and beyond my comprehension. And comes up as Baruch Hu says, there's only one right answer. It's not saying Tehillim, and it's not screaming, and it's not going back to Mitzrayim, and it's not jumping in the sea. The only one right answer is, Ba'atitzak Elai, Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yiso. Roll up your sleeves and continue. Start again. Plow ahead. Move and do it. And Be'ez Hashem, you'll achieve and accomplish. Point number two. It's Binyan HaMishkan. And here, we always quote Yor HaChaim HaKadosh that talks about the Pesukim in the beginning of Truma. The list is Zav, Vachesef, Venechoshes. And then it goes on to the Shmonim. And finally, Avnei Shoham, Avnei Miluim, Laifot, V'Lachoshen. And asks Yor HaChaim HaKadosh, he doesn't understand. Zav, Chesef, and Nechoshes is a decrease in value. But then at the end, Avnei Shoham, Avnei Miluim, Laifot, V'Lachoshen, gems should be on the top, or right after the gold, or maybe today right after the silver. But at the end of the day, gems are definitely not after the Shmonim. It says Yerachan HaKadosh, based on the Gemara, Maseches Yuma, the Nesiim brought the Avnei Shoham, the Avnei Miluim. So Machlok is more, but one pshat in the Gemara is the Nesiim is the Anani HaKavod. It dropped from heaven. Points out the Yerachan HaKadosh that when you work for something, when you sweat for something, it's more valuable. Even though you have something else which L'chorah seems to be more valuable, but you didn't work for. The Zav, the Chesef, the Nechoshes, they worked for. The Avnei Shoham, the Avnei Miluim, they came from the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod, there was no work. There was no sweat. There was no Amal. So it's at the bottom of the list. Chevra. The message is so clear. We got to build our Mishkan. We have to realize that it's all about the Yetzirah Hashniya. It's all about Sefer HaSheni. It's all about our Binyan HaMishkan. And we have to use two aspects, two forms of midos, of attributes, of kochos that we have. One is natural. Some of us are smarter. Some of us have more zitzflesh. Some of us have more tiyah chesed. That's the natural. That's avnei shav, avnei miluim leifot lachoshen. We need it. You won't have a mishkan without it. It's needed, but it's on the bottom of the list. And then the zav, achesef, and achoshes. Our mishkan requires our zav, achesef, and achoshes. It requires our work. It requires our amal. It requires our necessity to sweat. It's not going to come without that. It's not going to be there without that. You're at a stage in life that it's so pashut. Every form, every action, every decision requires amal. Some of you in an environment that it's a little bit easier. Some of you in an environment a little bit more difficult. Some of you amongst chevra that are a little bit more conducive to binyan mishkan. Some of you amongst chevra which are not as conducive to binyan mishkan. But the bottom line is that it's up to you. The bottom line is that here you have your bechira chavshus. The bottom line is here that this is your decision of saying that everything that's in my bereishis was all up to HaKadosh Baruch. I got to do my work and my ishtadlus, but it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch. Everything that's in my shmos is me. And me depends upon me. And that's the essence of life. And I'm going to make a decision and say, you know what? I'm ready for Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know what? Daber al bnei Yisrael, I'm going to go through my Kriyas Yamsuf. And you know what? I'm going to build my Mishkan. B'chinas v'asuli migdash. V'shachati betocham. B'tocholo ne'amayel b'tocham. As Chazal pointed out, and the Sfas Emes talks about so much, the fact that each and every one of us builds his own Mishkan. B'chinas bilvavi Mishkan evne. I'm building my own Mishkan in my own heart, and I'm using my amal and my work, my avnei sham, avnei miluim, my zav, a chesef, and a choshes. And at the end of the day, that's what counts. At the end of the day, that is the true success. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And it's your decision, and your decision only as yechidim, and it's your or our decision, and our decision together as a tzibur, how beautiful our Mishkan is going to be, and how much of a markava for the Shechina it will be. Shkayach for giving us the chizuk, shkayach for coming to Eretz Yisrael, coming to the Beis Hamikdash, giving us the chizuk. Thank you so much for being in touch. On the other hand, let's make sure that together we are going to give you the kelim, and continue to give you the kelim, to Vasuli Migdash, Shachanti, the Tochan. Shkayach.